Hello and welcome back to the Daily Weekly. And today, Jake and I are going to be reading through another of our. I mean, saying a screenplay makes it sound so much fancier.
Yeah, it was a script because we're big nerds who like writing scripts for stuff that will never come
exactly. And we've done a lot of them over the years.
We have
Not so much these days, but there was a time.
There's an occasional every.
There
now
is
and
the
then.
Occasional, especially with this current project.
Yeah.
It is the current project because it's like the.
It's been the current project since we started back in like 2014. Yeah,
it is like the flagship. But yes, it's
how we would write a zombie apocalypse show.
Yeah, it's set in the apocalypse, and it's brilliantly titled, "The Last of Them."
Originally, The Walking Marshall.
Yes, which was originally. It originally started off as a kind of a rip-off parody of many zombie things.
Yeah.
And our other other series called Court Martials and all that stuff. That's where The Walking Marshall came into it. And then Jake and I, over the years, kind of developed it into more of its own thing.
Yeah. Like we were saying before we started filming, a lot of it early on, obviously, we were young. We loved The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it was just like, we just want to do that with our own characters.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, now as we've gone on, like, was it last year or the year before that we started the rewrite? It was 2020, wasn't it?
It must have been, yeah.
Yeah, we've done 1.5 episodes.
It's a slow burn, but it's. Yeah.
It's so much better. And we've actually made it.
It is its own thing now.
It is. It's not.
It's not a Walking Dead ripoff, I wouldn't say anymore.
I think there will always be aspects of.
Especially when, I suppose, the zombie tropes have kind of been done so much.
Yeah.
And think if you want to find things to keep interesting aside from zombies, it's gonna have to be people, and then it's like obviously there's conflict.
I mean I think even the main show's realizing that with the last few episodes, because obviously now we're getting the variant zombies and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
And to be fair, I remember back when we first started, we had some conversations about whether we should do like variants of zombies.
Yeah.
But then again, like things like Left 4 Dead have done that many times, and
so there's always similarities to these things, but
there isn't really an original zombie idea.
Not anymore, no.
No. This is going to be from season 5. We're not starting from the beginning because it's a mess of things that have been rewritten, things that have been taken out.
Yeah, so
we don't really know where to start with that.
Like, we both know what, let's say, season 1 is in our heads, but there's like 3 different versions or 4 versions of the first episode alone.
Yeah.
With various notes and rewrites.
Maybe eventually we'll actually read our newer version.
Yeah.
Because I think you'll get a sense of how we've actually come to appreciate being original.
Especially like one day we'll go through like the very original thing, which Jake wasn't really involved with.
No.
And
I came in after and sort of.
All the kind of the variants each time the original has been redone to see how it's improved, which is a lot.
The first episode, if we include the original, maybe it has to have been rewritten 4 or 5 times.
Definitely. I mean, Frank wasn't even in the original series.
No.
Because he was the main character in the other series. I was like, let's leave him out.
Because they
were
meant to be parallel.
Yes. Exactly. It was a spin-off.
And in our most recent rewrite, the way that we've done it is that our main characters, well, there's references to, you know, the original universe of.
Yeah, it definitely pays tribute to it, which I think is a nice touch.
But we're not saying
it doesn't rely on it.
Yeah, we're saying it's. I don't want to say it's like a soft reboot of it, but I'd say it's not canon to the original, but there's elements that we can reference from it.
It's like an optional. Let's say if the other series did exist, like that was an optional prequel almost, or this is an optional sequel. Like, you don't need it, but if you're a diehard fan, you might find a few payoffs in the early season.
Yeah. And I don't know if we've actually ever mentioned. Oh, we have spoken about Frank and Anthony.
Yeah.
But, there are.
I think, again, it was mainly in, like, the early seasons where it would be more relevant to talk about their old lives and relationships and people and jobs. Whereas, like, you get years into the apocalypse.
Although, I would say now, when we first started writing this, we had a conversation about what their backstory is now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sort of their age, sort of how they sort of came to be in the positions they're in.
Yeah.
Like what their previous job was before their current job, that sort of thing.
Especially where the series is set in America and these characters are from England.
Yeah.
So,
although to be fair, whenever I write them, I don't picture them as being British. I don't know why. It just doesn't click in my head that they are.
I still do. I think
they do when, you know, other characters mention it.
Yeah.
But I think it just needs to become one of those things, especially as we go on with the rewrite, if we do. Maybe we just stop mentioning it and make it a bit more ambiguous to us, even though they are.
I guess, but it's not something that someone is going to keep bringing up.
Yeah.
Like, if you met an American here, you maybe mentioned it, you're like, oh, where are you from? Like, the first time you meet them. Or even if you didn't mention it, you just kind of know without asking. It's like, from there. So we're going to read Season 5, Episode 1. Because I think
this is where it starts to get a bit better, and it's actually bearable for us to read.
Season 5 is one of my favourite seasons. Yeah. It's where we got up to in like the last version of writing it.
I would say that there's still similarities to the whole Walking Dead saviour storyline and Alexandria. But I think it's still its own thing.
Yeah, again, you can't reinvent the wheel so many different ways, can you? That's what it is. I don't know how to... It's because obviously we know exactly what's led up to this moment.
I wouldn't say exactly. It's been many years. I know roughly what...
I feel like it's all coming back to me. I know what happens.
Okay, so let me quickly explain how the history about Ryan, first of all, and then this whole group.
I don't even know the history of Ryan. I do, but...
So basically, in Season 3, one of the... I'd say our two leads.
Yes.
Anthony is betrayed by another member of the group and attempted to be killed.
Yeah.
However, you later find out that season he was actually saved by a man called Ryan Matthews.
Yeah.
And they didn't found a community, but they were part of a community that was eventually Ryan sort of destroyed temporarily early on.
Yeah.
Anthony eventually has a bit of a fight with Ryan.
Yeah.
Leaves him.
Yeah.
Comes back. Eventually, there's a few other bits in there, but eventually reunites with the main group.
Yes.
They're in need of a place to live. Anthony knows about our community, which is called Lands now. And then they sort of rebuild that back up with the old leader. What was her name?
Lydia,
that's the one. And yeah, they slowly build it back up, but... They realise over time that Ryan is still out there and is a threat. There's some other bits, really, but there's some subdivisions of his group.
Yeah, I'll just add a few bits.
Yeah.
So obviously the two leads, we've got Frank and Ant, and at this point in Season 5, or just before, the group have been on the road looking for a place to go. They found this research centre that was somehow still going this many years into the apocalypse.
Yeah.
It turns out they were betrayed there. So this group called the Hunters came along, attacked the research centre. The group was kind of left.
I'm sorry, much to Bradley's dismay, the man that betrayed Anthony finally died there. After many years, I got him.
And then I did, right.
No, he's dead. He's dead. And in the rewrite, that is where he shall die also.
Yeah, I guess it would be too convenient for him to come back. Although I have a brilliant story for him to come back. It's almost like a new character.
He dies and comes back every other...
So does Anthony, though. How many times did he die? Like, twice at least?
He's
left for dead at the fire. And then in Season 3...
Yeah.
That's, I think, two times.
Yeah, but my headcanon isn't that version. It's the newer version of what we're doing.
Mine is mixed. Anyway, so there's a bit of conflict. Frank ends up getting kidnapped.
Oh, and I forgot about it. Yeah. That's what this whole bit's about, isn't it?
Yeah, we're rescuing him.
I forgot about that.
So Frank is kidnapped by the Hunters, who are working for Ryan, like a little subgroup.
But our main group doesn't know that. No. They know of Ryan's group, and they know of the Hunters.
But they don't know they're the same.
Connected. Yeah. And also, a character that is in this episode, Lou, was a former member of the Hunters.
Yeah.
But transferred over to our group.
Yes.
And her and Anne, I'd say, are... They have a bit of like a best friend sort of relationship going on.
And meanwhile, so Anthony kind of took charge of our main group, led them to safety at Lansdowne, rebuilt that up, and they've been looking to find Frank because they just...
And we should mention also, in earlier seasons in the original strip, there was always, I guess, a conflict of power between Frank and Ant of the group.
Yes, very on and off.
They came to several agreements of who's in charge. I think before Frank was kidnapped, they were sort of joint leaders, I want to say.
Yes, I think...
Or was Frank in charge, and then after he gets rescued, they sort of...
I think they were kind of co-leaders up until season three, yeah. When Ant went a bit...
Psycho
after losing somebody, I think.
Was that season three? No, that was season two.
Oh, yeah, and it played into season three. Because yeah. He lost Lucy, went a bit weird.
Wacky.
He fell in love with Hannah rather quickly.
And then he was presumed dead, and then came back.
Yeah. So Frank...
Then Hannah...
Died.
Died.
Oh, God, poor man. Oh, he went through a Green Arrow phase.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
That's where he met the Hunters.
You can tell we were watching.
Yeah, you can really see influences. And we're sorry if you're confused. We're still getting recap.
We've spent 20 minutes explaining this script.
Right, so, yes, Frank and Ant were kind of co-leads. And then there was a point just when Ant went missing, as Jake covered... So Frank kind of took control, then Ant came back, and there was a conflict of power.
Yeah.
And then that's when Frank was kidnapped, Ant took control, and then that's where we are. So Ant is currently the leader.
Currently the leader of our group, and we are... Did season four end on them sort of saying that they're going to mount an attack on the Hunters or something like
that? I think, yeah, that's like breaking point for Ant. Like, because he kind of... Yeah, like obviously he had encounters with them in the past.
Yeah.
It was kind of his actions that have led to that. So yeah, there's bad people. Our group's looking for someone. They've got a new home.
Yeah.
And are they about to find him? I guess we'll find out in season five.
So this episode is season five, episode one, Hidden Truths. I don't really know I can't remember what about it was a hidden truth in this. But I'm sure we'll find out.
What does hidden truth mean?
A secret, I guess.
Is it the fact that the Hunters are working with Ryan all along? Was that revealed in this episode?
It might have been. It might have actually been, because...
Yeah. I think we... Yeah.
There's a lot of characters in this episode, so we need to find out who voices. Maybe
we'll just take it in turns, and we'll just say the character... We're going to have to say the character's name, because it's not like we can split...
No.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people in here.
It's not like with our... Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's just kind of two
characters and then occasionally a monster.
There's like, at least 10 characters in this.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So, are we ready?
Yes.
So, scene one, the Hunter's Outpost, night. Six months? That shouldn't have been 6 months. I'm sorry, I'm just going to interject here just to, what's that? Most it should have been is like a month or two.
I think so, but I think you wanted it to be longer. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe I liked a lot of time skips.
Maybe.
Yeah. And we were going to do like a whole like, I think between...
It's just...
Was it between 5 or 6 and 7? We were going to do like a big... Like year or two time jump. I don't mind like a couple like month time jumps or a few weeks here and there. Because I feel like you need it to boost it along.
I think, the 6 month is like, are they really still looking for him? Would they really do that? I don't know. But then it's like we needed enough time for them to build up the community.
Yeah, and also...
That was the conflict.
Also, there's enough time for them to get a lead on where he is.
Yeah.
But anyway, so 6 months after season four, allegedly. Do you want to do a fix and I'll read?
The camera pans out from behind a tree to reveal a small, lit-up building in the middle of a dark, empty field. Tense music playing. There are 3 men on guard outside, holding assault rifles. Suddenly, their bodies drop to the floor after blood sprays from the backs of all their heads. Suddenly, from the back of the camera...
It's a bit gory, yeah.
5 silhouetted figures run towards the building, holding rifles with silencers. The camera switches to the next building as the figures run into the light. It is revealed they are Anthony, Robbie, Max, Dante, and Lou.
By the way, we should mention that I say Anthony, he says Anthony, so...
Yes. I've never brought that up before, but yeah.
I think we've had a conversation about that,
yeah.
Alright, so, Anthony leans up against the wall with Dante and Max behind him. Robbie and Lou do the same on the other side of the doors. Anthony whispers... Okay, Lou, you said this was where you were stationed at?
Lou, whispering in reply. Yeah, they moved us around a bit, but I was here the longest. Remember the guys who tried to kill Marley and Lindsay? They were stationed here too.
Okay, remember anything else?
It's been months, Ant.
Every time it comes to something like that, I keep thinking you're going to say, sighs and tries to...
Oh, should I say that?
No. I like this more. I just keep expecting it. Then
read the little directions in there. There was a back entrance that would have been our quietest, the most peaceful bit.
Max, looking down at the dead bodies, also whispering, "Ah, we're too late to go back now."
Robbie, he's got a point. We've put too many resources into these missions, and we can't leave the bodies, then come back later.
Dante, checking over his rifle. It's your call, Ant. Am I doing
it? Oh, I guess, okay. Yeah.
Anthony, we can't risk them. We can't risk them going to the people at their main compound. As I said before, we kill them all. We finish it.
Robbie, what makes you so sure we'll find the main compound?
Max, there isn't a sure way to know if it even exists. Lou's never been there.
Dante, when we was on the raid with Kyle and Alex the other week...
Not even English.
When we was on the raid with Kyle and Alex the other week, we overheard them talking about it. Him. Alberto. It exists.
Lou, I may not have been there, but Alberto's real, alright? Anthony. Yeah. Looks at Robbie. We know. Listens closely to the door and hears people coming. He whispers, "Shh."
Two men walk out of the door smoking cigarettes and spot the dead bodies. Hunter, one. What the...
Max and Dante hold the two men's heads and slit their throats from behind. You've got to understand that. There's history. You know, it's been a long time. It wasn't just us being psycho or something. No. It's built up to them being like this. And quietly places them down. Anthony, search them.
Max, searching the body, and pulls out a knife and a packet of cigarettes and puts them in his pocket.
Dante, searching the other body and picks out some keys. Jackpot, chucks them to Anthony.
Oh, we got props.
Catches the keys and slowly opens the door and looks around the corner. As he walks in, holding up his science AK-47, he spots two men down the corridor, talking and drinking out of glass bottles. He shoots both of them in the head. Go.
The group slowly follow and aim their weapons up. Lou, if I remember the armory right up ahead, we can take what they have.
Dante, could come in handy, but we're not here for supplies. Oh my god, I just remember what episode this is, I think. I don't think this is them rescuing Frank.
No, I think we planned it to be originally, but...
Yeah.
It got...
Maybe the... No, I think they do towards the end, maybe, but I think this is... Yeah, no, I've just seen what character... After many years of presumed death...
She's back! Yeah, no, this isn't the episode where they rescue Frank. Because they find this person, mm-hmm. then they go back.
Oh, yeah, and then find their
plan. Yeah.
Okay, so we picked the wrong episode.
No, that's good. That's fine. We got this. Lou leads them to the armory as they near. She hears voices coming from the inside. She signals to the others. They aim their weapons at the door. Lou opens the armory door, only to reveal Lucy Chalman and some others on the other side.
Lucy. Anthony. Lucy.
The opening credits for the last of the contention begin to roll.
I forgot we had season subtitles.
Oh, yeah. Scene two.
Is that in two?
Anthony and Lucy stare in shock, with various members of each group looking confused and some also looking shocked.
Patrick, Lucy, you know these people?
Lucy, you could say that.
Anthony, Tiasso, what happened to you?
Lucy cries hard and walks towards him and hugs him. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Anthony, also crying. Me too.
The camera shows Dante smiling, Lou looking confused but somewhat happy. Lucy, I can see you've got yourself some new friends. Pauses. But where's the others? Frank? Caitlin? Philip? Tyrone?
Anthony, stay silent.
All of them?
Anthony, no. We have a lot to catch up on. That was a very short scene.
Mm.
End scene. Scene 3. New Haven. Later that same night.
Bit of a time skip here. We've skipped them... On the journey home.
I was going to say, yeah, what happened to the rest of the compound as well? Just kill off like four people and just like, nah, I can't bother anymore. I think the idea was that Lucy's group took out the rest of them.
Yes. And that they came to the conclusion that it was a dead end there and they went back.
Yeah. Right. So scene 3, New Haven, later the same night. The two groups talk and walk in the dark. Lucy leading, talking with Anthony.
I tried to find you again. For months, I tried, but... I just couldn't. When I heard that Nathan was going back to attack the school, I thought it was you.
Anthony, you were right. I can't believe he kept you locked up for all that time. Oh yeah, that was the thing. It's been like
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's been like 3 years since she disappeared and she's been in a cell that whole time, apparently. Even after Nathan died, that was... She was just there.
Still there. Oh, yeah.
Who would have let her out? Because, like, the entire group was killed. And yeah. Why would Nathan have ever mentioned that he had her?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know this came, like, very late.
Well, I think that was the thing. We went to kind of retcon and fit in where Lucy would have been.
Because originally she died and they found her body.
Yeah.
Which is what we're doing in the more recent rewrite. Like, she dies in front of Anthony and that's it. She's dead.
Yeah. So,
if we want to do a story like this, we'll have to do it with another character.
Yeah, do it with another character who hasn't been presumed... With another character who hasn't been presumed dead for as long, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it just cheapens the death otherwise.
Yeah.
Lucy, he never came back. Is he dead?
I wasn't there. Philip, he took me into the woods, tried to kill me. He had every reason to. I wasn't in control. I thought you were dead, and I don't know. I guess I just kind of lost myself for a while.
Lucy looks slightly saddened. And Philip?
What?
Did he?
Wait, so it's been 6 months, but they lost Philip not 5 months ago.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Okay. Maybe we extended the time jump later.
Yeah. Lou to Lucy. We lost them about 5 months ago. He sacrificed himself to save Frank, Marley, and Lindsay.
Lucy, tearing up, and them three. Did they? Anthony. Lindsay didn't. Marley's alive, and Frank. Well, that's why we were at the outpost. They took Frank. The same day Philip and Lindsay died. We was at a place, a research centre. We thought they'd have a cure, but it was attacked.
By who?
Lou. The Hunters.
So much has... Dan say, so much has happened over the last 3 years. We've lost so many. And I think I can speak for everyone here and at Lansdowne. But we've accepted that Frank is likely dead and has been for a while. But we're not doing this just for him. We're doing it for everyone. Lansdowne.
It's our community. We have walls, protection... Houses, food, electricity, and running water.
Wow.
Mr. Exposition over here. It sounds crazy, I know, but it's true.
Actually, surprisingly, it isn't that crazy. Wait until you see New Haven.
New Haven? You have a camp too?
A bit more than a camp. Turns down the road and the camera pans up to show large wooden gates with metal walls surrounding a small village with cottage housing.
Patrick. Signals to the gatekeepers to open the gates.
The gates open to reveal the small town. Lucy leads her and Anthony's groups inside.
Lucy, turns to the group. Welcome to New Haven.
It's always those dramatic welcomes, isn't it, when they get to like a place.
Yeah. You just imagine the cameras panning up with like some music.
Jerry walks out from the armory. Hey, Lucy, they got to hand over their weapons. You made the rule yourself. No guns inside the walls.
Anthony looks back at his group, who look a little suspicious. He turns back to Lucy. I'm not saying we don't trust you, Lucy, but I think we'd rather keep these on us.
Lucy nods to Anthony and turns to Jerry. It's fine, I vouch for these people. Anthony, come with me. The rest of you are free to look around.
No, we really missed a trick here by, like, making Lucy, like, secretly, like, part of the Hunters, and she's, like, making some cover-up for being there.
Ah, oh, well, there was that. That would be a twist.
That would have been too clever for us to...
Yeah.
The group begins to split off. Lou heads off on her own. Dante and Anthony... stay with Lucy. Max and Robbie follow Patrick as he gives them a brief tour.
The camera switches to Lou, who looks confused as to where to go, but begins to walk around and looks somewhat confused as residents look at her as she walks around holding her rifle. The scene switches back to Lucy, Anthony and Dante. Lucy. Anthony with me. I'll show you where you and your group will be staying tonight.
Anthony looks to Dante, unsure.
Lucy. You are staying tonight, right? Dante to Anthony. Too late to head back home.
Anthony. Nods to Dante, then turns back to Lucy. If you'll have us.
Lucy smiles a little. I haven't seen you in over 3 years. Of course I'll have you here. Really?
But you still don't... amount of time that's passed, they don't seem experienced enough. You know what I mean? I feel like 3 years...
I mean, it really is almost like no time has passed at all. And especially
It is almost like that, isn't it?
It is.
It's almost like this was written all within like 6 months.
And within the setting and what they're up against, like, they would have changed as people.
Yeah. I mean, Anthony has changed, and then he changed back, and then he changes again, and then back, and then back.
Yeah.
Eventually, he gets to, like, this point where, like, he's starting to become a bit more normal. It's like after he gets with Sarah and has Tommy.
Yeah.
That's when he actually becomes a normal person again.
Yeah. Dante. Thank you, Lucy.
Tomorrow we'll take you to Lansdowne.
Lucy, I look forward to it. We haven't ventured out much. Everyone here, we all sort of came together one way or another, and we know what it's like out there. So we are kept to ourselves. Dante, doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Anthony, agreed. And what with the hunters, you can't guarantee your people's safety. Smart. I actually wanted to talk to you about that too. Your people, you say the hunters have them too?
Lucy, yeah.
We should do it together. Raid their main compound. Get our people back. Safety in numbers, right?
Looking around, slightly hesitant. I suppose you're right. Together we can maximise our efforts, but we'll discuss it more tomorrow. Dante, sounds good to me.
Anthony.
Lauren, can you show our guests here where they'll be staying tonight?
Lauren, sure thing, Miss Chalmers, to Dante and Anthony, if you'd follow me.
Lucy walks off to her own cottage. We'll discuss your proposition further in the morning. Good night to you both.
Anthony. So Lauren, tell me, how long have you been here?
Well, I'm not really sure. I tried keeping calendar once, but after a while I just kind of forgot to fill it in. Maybe about 2 years, I think.
Anthony looks sceptical at Dante.
And you've had no trouble?
Not really. We're just in the corner. Out of the way, if you know what I mean. Although not that long ago, some of our people went missing, taken by another group.
We're sorry to hear that.
We had people taken too.
This is where you'll be staying. Walks up to a small cottage down a quiet street. In here?
Is that a problem?
Oh.
Not at all. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome. I'll see to it that your friends know where you are.
Thank you.
Dante smiles at Lauren. Lauren, good night to both of you.
Good night, Lauren. It's like the ending of like Pointless. It's goodbye for me. It's goodbye for me.
It was just so abrupt as well.
Anthony, good night to you too.
It's like five good nights in a row.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Closes the door and looks around. Seems like a nice place.
We've been to nice places before.
I know, Dante. I'm sceptical too. But it's Lucy. Oh, Lucy.
People change, Ant. Look how much we have.
Stays silent and looks a little concerned and nods in agreement. Let's just get some sleep and tomorrow we'll get back home. I feel a little safer being at Lansdowne.
The scene cuts to Max, Robbie and Lou walking down the same street where Anthony and Dante are staying. It's dark and quiet out. The trio are talking about New Haven and how this could impact their plans on raiding more of the Hunter's outpost. Everything is normal until a Molotov cocktail is thrown over the wall, followed by the shooting of one of the wall guards. Panic quickly ensues.
Max shakes his head and looks on in horror. Talk about too good to be true. It's not really the right time for a one-liner from Max. It seems a bit out of place, but...
Robbie, at least we managed to keep these, shoots one of the invaders as they climb over the wall.
Lou, do you think we were followed?
It's possible.
The three begin to fight off some of the invaders, I love how we capitalise that, like, that's another new
that's
group.
That's their name.
As they attack New Haven, camera cuts to Dante and Anthony, who are awoken by the gunfire. I love how Lucy is like, oh, I'll give you the grand tour. They're the ones who go to bed first. Anthony rushes to the window and looks out. He witnesses the horror as unknown assailants attack the residents of New Haven.
What? What is it? The hunters?
Anthony, I'm not sure. Opens the door. But I'm about to find out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my god.
Dante follows Anthony outside, unsure of the reasoning of why they attack, and unsure who the attackers are and who are not. Dante mistakenly shoots a New Haven resident in the arm. Yeah, this was that weird subplot that ultimately
that guy
goes
that,
to nowhere.
Yeah, the guy that hated Dante for shooting or whatever it was.
Yeah, and then it's a big cover-up, but... Oh, dear.
That wasn't one of them. He wasn't armed. Puts magazine into his AK-47 for his hand. I knew you'd be so awkward about reading that line.
No, I just think it's funny. Because it's me.
It's funny because it's you. That's why I'm...
Yeah, no. Like, it timed out that way. Yeah. Fuck. Runs over to check on the resident. That's the first time I've said that word this year.
Yeah, it must be.
There you go, got a daily, weekly exclusive.
Yeah. Milo. Who's Milo again?
He's the resident who got shot. We just named him now.
I thought Milo was the guy from the research station. I thought we named someone there Milo.
I don't think we did.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Pained, shouting at Dante. You should... God. This darn. You shot the wrong guy, you fucking moron.
I know, I'm sorry. It wasn't a clear shot. Looks around. Can I get some help over here?
Lauren runs over towards Dante and the injured resident. We need to move him.
Lauren, can you help me pick him up? The two help the injured resident up and slowly begin to move as the battle ensues. The camera switches to Anthony running down the street.
Anthony, breathing heavily, sweating, runs up behind one of the invaders, kicks the back of his knee, forces him to the ground with a pistol to his head. Who are you?
Oh, look at me.
It's another one. It's another one. Oh, what a treat this is.
Invader number one. Fuck you. Draws a knife and hits the pistol out of Anthony's hand as he tackles him to the ground, holding the knife to his throat.
Anthony, how's he headbutting him with the knife to his throat?
He's just
gone up, that's it, he's dead. headbutts the invader, but doing so causes the invader to come. Oh, there we go. Cut Anthony's mouth.
Invader falls to the ground next to Anthony, dropping his knife, holding his head in pain. Nauseous. Ah!
Stands up. Also nauseous. He can barely keep himself still up, but picks up a knife and stabs the invader's throat.
The scene then cuts to Lucy and several New Haven residents attempting to fight and shoot the invaders, along with Lou and Max.
Lucy attempts to shoot an invader, but misses.
Max shoots the invader for her.
Anthony runs in and stands with the group. Any clue who the fuck they are? Fires his AK-47. Pew, 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 pew. Lucy?
No clue, Ant.
The way you read it, you're like a game show host. Just the way you come out with lines. Could be the hunters. This is exactly how they attacked us.
It is possible.
Lucy, why? Why would they attack us now?
Patrick walks up to the group. Because of them. We had no problems until they arrived. These hunters, they followed us back.
Lucy. Patrick, these are my friends. It's not like them. And you're wrong. We did have some minor problems, and you know that.
Sure, we pissed them off for taking our people. But to them, it looks like we've formed an alliance with... Looks at Aunt Max and Lou. You lot.
Lucy, there is no alliance. Patrick, calm down. I can see what you mean, but recognize this is the face of the invaders. Of one of the invaders, as a gun down, just behind Patrick, under her breath. Lloyd? Normal voice. I've got to go. Just defend this place. Run down the street.
Normal voice. Oh dear.
Oh no, because she said it under her breath. I guess we just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, yeah.
That she spoke as people normally speak.
Lucy, where are you going? Patrick turns his back to Anthony.
Anthony, Patrick, I know where you're coming from. I probably make the same accusations as you are right now. But if you don't want to lose this place tonight, raise his voice, you better shut up and do something about it.
You're going to be the end of this place.
Anthony, without us here now, you wouldn't have this place.
Oh, all right. Camera cuts to Dante, Lauren, and the injured resident. Dante, Lauren, we're going to have to do something about his wound.
Lauren, rushing through some cupboards looking for the correct equipment. Oh no, just a minute.
If he continues to bleed out, he won't have many minutes left in him. You've never done this before, just have
natural
you?
Natural dialogue, it just isn't. No, I've lost it now. Oh, well, not personally, but I saw my mum do something similar.
Milo, stop talking like it wasn't your fault.
Dante, to the resident. I said I'm sorry. I've been here 5 minutes. How was I supposed to know who's who?
Just hurry up and get this bullet out of me.
Lauren, pick up a box of pills. These should work.
Lauren, I don't think some pills are going to do much help.
Lauren, they're for the pain. Hands them to the resident.
The pain won't kill me. An open wound will.
Both of you, just stop. I'm really trying here. I don't know what to do.
Dante looks sympathetic at Lauren and the man.
Milo, how old are you? Not experienced enough, that's for sure. And where's the surgeon? Oh, I don't like him. I don't like him.
Dante to the man, sarcastically. You want me to put another bullet in you?
Mine. I'm 22, and God knows where Dean is.
Don't worry, just take the damn pills. Dante searches through the cupboards for bandages. You seriously have no bandages?
Lauren, I don't know. I'm not here very often. How many times does she have to say it before we get in the head there that she doesn't know what she's...
Dante uses his knife to cut the sleeve of the resident's jacket.
Milo, hey!
Milo, is it? Shut the fuck up and let him do what he needs to do.
This, That's three. God. It's one screen.
Oh, I'm filling my quota, that's for sure.
Oh, you've got another one now as well. Dante picks up a small pair of tweezers and holds onto the bullet wedge in his arm. Okay, this shouldn't hurt too much. 5, 4, prematurely pulls the bullet out.
Ah, fuck!
Jesus Christ, oh, that was my favourite thing of all. Dante,
I lied.
hastily wipes the bleeding wound and wraps the bandage around his upper arm and takes two of the pills from the small container and hands them to Milo. Take these.
Milo glares at Dante but quickly takes the two pills. This should numb the pain?
Lauren, should. We don't exactly have a lot here.
Once all this is over, we can send a team to that pharmacy up the road. Milo starts choking and gasping for air when suddenly his body starts shaking vigorously.
Dante. Milo? Milo, can you hear us?
Lauren, confused and shocked. This shouldn't be happening.
It's every line. Dante, what did you give him?
We must have done some research here. We couldn't have just made that up.
I'm facing it.
Aminophylline.
Dante, for a gunshot? Fuck, we can't do anything.
Lauren goes to get more pills, but stopped by Dante.
Lauren, we can't.
Lauren stunned silence.
Dante looks at her silently.
Looks at his silent look. I love how Dante clearly knows exactly what that pill does off the top of his head.
Oh, no.
We didn't even check it first.
No.
The camera pans over Milo's body before the scene switches to outside, where a small group of members of New Haven have gathered together with Lou, Anthony and Max.
Max fires his pistol. We're thinning them out.
Lou, if we cut down one of the...
Allies.
If we cut down one of the allies. Yeah, I must have meant to write allies. Sure, right? What does it say? If we cut
it
down...
It says allies, does it not?
Yeah, I know, but like, it doesn't make sense. If we cut down one of the allies, we can get behind them, take... I don't know.
Oh, if we... I was thinking cut down as in, like, kill.
That's what I thought.
If they cut down an alley, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We can get behind them, take them out all at once.
Anthony, we've got to get one of them alive. We've got to know who they are and what they're doing.
Patrick, are you crazy?
Max, listen to the man. He's been at her a lot longer than you, kid.
Patrick, I respect that. I really do. But how are we supposed to take one alive if they're trying to kill us?
Could always shoot them in the foot. Tends to slow people down. You've got a point. Just one. We killed the rest.
Ugh. Patrick nods and turns to some of the other New Haven fighters. All handle the stragglers. Show these invaders who we are. To Anthony. I'll leave you with the honour of capturing a live one.
Anthony. Okay, you two. With me. Runs over to an alley.
Lou kneels down and punches the invader in the face, causing the invader to be knocked out.
Anthony. Thanks. Alright. Picks up the invader by the legs. Lou, grab his arms. Max, you shoot any of those bastards who get near us.
You got it.
Anthony, where's the infirmary?
Lou, I saw a sign earlier. I think it's a few streets from here.
Max can... Sorry.
Max continues to provide cover fire as Anthony and Lou carry the captured invader to the infirmary.
End scene. Scene 4. Lucy's house. Meanwhile...
Lucy rushes inside and closes the door behind her, hoping no one saw her. She tries to hold back the tears, but is unable to. She drops to the floor in tears.
Lucy, to herself, crying. After all this time, why now?
Camera cuts to Patrick fighting outside with other New Haven residents.
Patrick, have any of you seen Lucy?
Resident 2. No, sorry.
Resident 3. Jerry said he last saw her heading home.
Patrick shoots down an invader. I have to find her. Do you think you can manage?
Resident 2. There's not many left. Go.
Patrick runs towards Lucy's cottage.
Camera cuts to inside Lucy's cottage.
When Lucy's crying, when there's a sudden knock at the door, she quickly wipes her face and opens the door. Patrick?
Lucy, are you alright? Looks like you've been crying.
No, I'm fine.
Lucy, from all the time I've known you, one thing I've learned is that you're an awful liar.
It's all my fault, Patrick. All of it.
What are you talking about? You didn't know this was going to happen.
You're right, but it was bound to eventually.
What do you mean?
These attackers. They used to be residents here right at the beginning, but things got out of hand. They were too violent, always looking for the aggressive way out. So I exiled them. They didn't take it well, and I never thought they'd actually come back.
Patrick, why didn't you tell me? I thought you trusted me.
I do, but you're 17, Patrick.
Oh my God. I hope that's all their relationship. I hope it's just...
I was thinking, the whole... God. The whole time, I was thinking, I'm sure Patrick's like a kid. Yeah. I'm sure he is. I do, but you're 17, Patrick. Kids tend to tell people. I wanted to keep this between me and you and a couple of others, that's all.
Patrick, I'm not a kid. We both know... Oh, God, what is...
Oh, it's a bit suggestive.
Yeah, we both know that. Otherwise, I wouldn't be going on these rescue missions with you. Looking for Rachel and the others.
Lucy, please, Patrick, don't bring them up now.
Patrick, it was only a few hours ago we got back from another bust of a rescue. You had your reasons for not telling me about these guys, fine. But those people out there, they're your people, Lucy. This is your town. And they're out there fighting for it. After tonight... Nobody has to know. We'll burn the bodies and mourn our own. But right now we have to get out there and fight.
You go, I can't. Not them. They were our own.
They seem not to have a problem with killing their own. People change, Susie. Them for the worse.
No, they were always like this. This is what they would have become regardless. Prove to me that you aren't the kid I think you are.
We never said that anything happened with them, right?
No, never.
Patrick. Gulps and opens the door and runs outside, hearing gunfire from all sides. He's unsure where to go next.
The scene switches to Dante and Lauren in an empty cottage with Milo's body on the table. Lauren frantically looks for some spare sheets to wrap his body in while Dante keeps watch. He sees Patrick run past and hopes he wasn't seen.
Dante, we haven't got long. Patrick just went past.
Lauren frantically searching. This isn't my house. I don't know where they keep the spare bed linen. Finds a sheet. I've got one.
That was quick. Dante, looks like everyone's still fighting. Okay, we've got time. Let's get him wrapped up.
Ever wrapped a body before?
No.
First time for us both. The pair begin to wrap Milo's body in the bedsheet.
Now what do we do? I'm pretty sure he has a family. People will go looking for him.
The only other person who knows I shot him was Ant. He's the only one that needs to know. When the attackers came in, he was unarmed and killed. That's what happened.
Lauren, panicky, Dante. I'm not sure I'm assuming they meant to say can do this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I can't do this. This isn't right.
See, he just came up with a cover story. They didn't need to... Like, I guess they're panicking, they're not thinking straight.
Yeah.
But they really could have just left him. Because there's an attack going on.
Oh, yeah, they could have just dumped him outside on the street.
Yeah, and now they're making it a murder conspiracy.
Yeah, they're the ones getting themselves into this.
Yeah. Dante, and what's our other option? We killed him. I shot him, you gave him the wrong pills. It's not a good option, but it's the best we got. I don't think so.
Well, to be fair, no, I suppose no one would know that he died from the pills.
No. They're not going to do an autopsy.
Also, in what situation would two pills that kill you instantly ever be used? What yeah. are they good for?
Yeah. I don't know. He must have had... Yeah, I don't know. A severe reaction, and then... Yeah. I'm not comfortable with this either. Never killed a good man before, but it's happened. Silence. The two look at each other.
Lauren, I think I know a place where we can leave him.
The camera cuts to a barely lit back street.
Lauren, nobody ever comes down here. I was going to say, I can't just dump him in the middle of a street and just... Yeah. Oh, he's been shot and...
But don't worry, somebody took the liberty to wrap him up.
Yeah.
Nobody ever comes down here.
We can't just leave him on the side of the street.
I'm sorry, I'm not thinking straight. Yeah, you got that right.
Dante, what about in one of these garages? I thought I said like that. Garages. What's kept in there?
One of them's where we store the majority of our food that isn't in the houses. One of them has a small truck and the other is just weapons. Not there.
Sorry. Damn it! There's got to be somewhere. Screw it. The one with the truck.
You can't be serious.
Look, I don't know about you, but I've got friends who are probably wondering where I am, and it's not going to look good if we get caught shuffling a dead man wrapped in blankets now, is it?
You're right. The quicker we do this, the better. Let's pray that no one decides to use that truck anytime soon.
They open the garage and place Milo's body into a storage cupboard besides the truck.
What's done is done. We're just going to live it and forget it.
How am I supposed to live with the fact I murdered someone tonight? I went out to help people, not kill them.
It wasn't your fault. I dragged you into this. Saying that, you don't get off scot-free.
Who's he to judge her?
I know.
He shot her. He shot him even. I know, and that's what I mean. If I just gave him the right medication, we could have treated the wound.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back there and help where we can. Only speak to each other when necessary. And most importantly, we never helped Milo tonight. He died defending his town, and his family should be proud.
end scene 5, infirmary. Meanwhile, Anthony, Lou and Max arrive at the infirmary to treat the wounded invader. They notice the blood, yet have no time to ask questions about it.
Lou looks for bandages. Shit, there's none. Someone get pressure on his leg.
Max, on it, applies pressure to the invader, groaning in pain. Anthony, holding the invader down whilst aiming his pistol to the head. We're going to help you, and then you're going to tell us exactly who you are, where you're from, and why you did this.
What makes you think I'm going to tell you?
Anthony, because if we wanted you dead, you would be by now.
I gotta tell you, if I wasn't being treated with all this care, I might feel threatened.
Anthony, what even makes you think we're letting you go once we get what we want? But comply and maybe you'll have a slight chance.
There we go, that was more like it.
Max, relieves the pressure on the wound. Listen here, you little piece of shit. You're gonna tell us what we want, otherwise my friend here won't hesitate to put you down.
And how are you going to get what you want?
Lou, whatsoever. I've got some bandages.
Thanks. A little quicker next time.
Anthony, you're a sarcastic prig. I get that. I don't think you know when to be grateful of what we're offering.
Reminds me of what a friend of mine said to Lucy once upon a time. Yeah, you heard me right.
Anthony, confused.
Lucy, what has she got to do with this?
Invader 2. You haven't been here long, have you? Camera cuts to Lucy heading towards the infirmary. The invader continues to voice over the scene. My group, we were here a long time ago. We cared for this place and knew what was out there. We offered to defend this place for a price, obviously. Lucy disagreed and there was a mutual feeling, shall we say, of disrespect. Things got heated real soon. Before you know it, my group and I were out on our feet, isolated with nothing. She left us to die.
Lucy's standing at the doorway. I had every right to.
Anthony. It's made in him just... You know the shocked Pikachu meme?
Yeah, I was just thinking. He turns like... What?
Lucy, I would have done the same. Lucy invader in disgust. I would have.
Lucy looks at Anthony with tears in her eye. Do it.
Not slowly in turn, the invader and shoots him in the head. How are they coping out there?
They finished the rest of them. We've lost a few of our own, but we're not going to bury them until the morning. Until then, I've decided that it would be best to gather everyone and explain. They need the reassurance.
Anthony, we'll be there.
Thank you.
This episode's like one of like the longest ones we wrote.
I know, they do get long. Yeah. Oh dear.
End scene. Scene 6, outside New Haven. Meanwhile,
Robbie is out alone, searching the outskirts for any trace of the invaders.
Robbie, searching for the remaining invaders. He walks through the woodlands and sits beside a tree to rest. Wiping the sweat from his forehead, he checks the clip of his rifle. Enough ammunition to hold off a few, but not an army. I don't think any clips can hold enough to hold off an army. He is spotted by a biter and uses his knife to take it out. Just as he does, he turns to find an invader fleeing from the direction of New Haven. Robbie quietly follows the invader until they stop to catch their breath. Robbie sneaks up behind the invader and puts his knife to his throat. Unless you want things to get messy, I wouldn't move.
Invader 3, still scared and out of breath. Please don't kill me.
Robbie, give me a reason not to.
This was never my fight. Look at me, man. I'm just a kid.
Looks can be deceiving.
I was on the road. They picked me up. They had food and water. A death wish to turn down.
Why did you attack this place?
I don't know. I swear. I was never told. All they said was to kill as many as I can and not come back. A suicide mission, if you ask me.
Fighting another man's war. Luckily for you, I know what that's like. Takes knife away from the young invader's throat.
So, you'll let me go?
Sure. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, before you go, you heard of the hunters?
Who?
Never mind. What about the marauders?
The what?
Just wait to name drop them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But if you ever cross paths with either, you better suck it up like you did with this lot. Otherwise you should learn how to dig your grave.
Why? Are they worse?
Despicable. Evil. I can't describe. If you ever hear the name Ryan Matthews, things aren't going to end well.
Invader 3 confused. Well, thanks for the heads up and for not killing me. I promise I won't ever come back. He runs off into the woods, away from New Haven.
Robbie, Ames's... Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
I forgot about this. Ames's science rifle at the invader. I'll make sure of it. Shoots the invader down. Why? Why would he even do that?
So I was just thinking, oh, there's a character who can come back in 2 seasons' time.
That's just so rude.
He didn't need to. He was just a kid.
Damn.
The scene switches to inside New Haven. The groups are all together on one of the streets with people slowly disbanding off on their own.
To Lucy. Anthony, to Lucy. So, have you thought about my proposition?
Anthony, if I'm honest, it hasn't been on my mind much with all this going on.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Thank you for understanding.
Patrick, running over to Lucy and Anthony. We did it. No more invaders. Now what?
Go home to your sister. Make sure she's okay.
But Jerry told me we were gathering every...
You may have helped clean the streets, and I'm thankful, but this rally is for the fighters. Now go. She's probably worried sick.
Okay. Good night, Lucy.
Night, Patrick.
Patrick begins to walk home. Kid's got guts. Actually, even being able to fight and get his hands dirty. The useful attributes nowadays. Reminds me of Tommy.
Tommy?
Well, adopted son. I mean a woman named Sarah. We took him in as our own. He's a good kid. About Patrick's age.
Patrick's parents aren't around anymore either.
Is Tommy 17? I always thought he was maybe 13, 14.
I was thinking 13.
Yeah. I know he's young, but...
Okay.
I don't know.
Patrick's parents aren't around anymore either. They were good people, but he stepped up to the plate and fenced for himself. But at heart, he's still a kid.
I know what you mean. Tommy, he can survive. Even fend for himself too. I taught him how to, and yeah, still scares the shit out of me when he's out there. I know he isn't mine, but I love him as if he were. He's my son now. He lost his parents before the world went to shit. A few days before, in a car accident. I'm not trying to be his dad, but he accepts me as though I was.
Gee, that's deep.
Yes.
Lucy. It's different with him. He doesn't want family. His sister is a year older than him. She's all he has. He wants to impress me and become a leader here, but... And be treated as though he were still an adult.
So he were an adult.
Yes, he were an adult.
Do you think he could lead? It's a big job.
Eventually, maybe. With the right training, morals and skill. What about your kid?
I don't have a doubt.
Well, he has a great teacher.
Anthony, any idea what you're going to say to your town?
Not in the slightest.
I know the feeling. Smiles. You got this.
Do you think I should tell them?
That you knew who they were? Now may not be the right time. With the hunters and you focusing on getting your people back, I don't think something like this on your watch. What? I don't think something like this on your watch is going to help keep the community. I think they meant to say mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
Community spirit. It's going to help keep the community spirit this place needs right now.
I kept it to myself long enough. I can keep it much longer. Right. Looks like everyone's here. If we don't speak after this, tomorrow we can discuss your proposition.
Anthony, nods and walks over to the others.
Many of you are probably asking yourselves why this siege occurred around...
You said sage, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Siege.
Occurred, and who are responsible? My answers to you are, I do not know why we suffered an attack. I do not know who they were, although saying that, I can reassure you this was not an attack by the hunters.
Resident 2, what makes you so sure?
This was not what they do. This was an unprepared attack, and we have only suffered minor casualties. The hunters are still not aware of our precise location, and it'll be best if we keep it that way.
Resident 3, I take it the no-leave protocol is still in place?
I cannot think why you'd choose to leave the safety of these walls. We have teams in place for supplies and rescue.
Resident 4, are we safe? Talvez. I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't feel safe. Not after everything. Not after tonight.
We are safe. Not only because we know what to do, but because we have a new ally. The Lansdowne Safe Zone. A community run by someone I know... will do everything in his power to help us, and we'll do the same for them. We're going to work together to make our communities as safe as possible, and we're going to stop the hunters. Together. Nods to Anthony and smiles.
Anthony smiles and nods back.
Tomorrow we begin the cleanup, and we will double the guards on the walls and at each gate. New Haven has suffered too much in recent months, and we can't afford to suffer an attack like this again. Now I think it would be best for you all to get some rest. Busy times ahead.
The townspeople return to their homes. Anthony, Max and Lou talk about the proposition. Robbie spots them and walks over.
Max, join efforts. Maybe we can finally put an end to the hunters.
Lou, would be nice. Getting some closure, Anthony. Today's been a good day. Everything went our way. Not really, I didn't mind Frank in the day. If we don't get them to join us, maybe the attack on the compound. What? Everything went our way. If we don't get them to join us, maybe the attack on the compound won't. The hunters have got more numbers than Lansdowne. With New Haven, they still have the numbers, but we have more of a fighting chance than them. They're not expecting an attack. Not from this many people.
Robbie stands next to Max. We do it at night, I say. We'll have the cover of darkness.
Max suddenly turns. Where have you been all night?
Someone had to find out where they were coming from.
Anthony, did you find anything?
Nothing. By the looks of things, they all came at once. No organisation, no trace of a nearby camp. I caught a straggler. Young, inexperienced, didn't know why he was fighting. Had no idea of the hunters.
Lou, you'd think he'd just say yes.
He was scared and alone, but he was honest.
Anthony, they were a bunch of exiles. Lucy knew about them, but she thought they were long gone. A revenge...
What? Oh, just the next line.
Oh, God. You can tell when we came out of the title. Lucy knew about them, but she thought they were long gone. A revenge plot gone wrong.
That's the last of them, then.
Roll credits. Max to Robbie. Where's Dante?
Robbie to Max. I don't know. I assumed he'd be with you.
Max, no.
Robbie, oh. Chances are he was helping with the town's defenders.
Anthony, yeah, he was with Lauren. I think her name is.
Help.
Oh. Helping the wounded.
Lou, that explains the blood in the infirmary.
Max, we should head back tomorrow. We were meant to be home by now. Anthony, Max is right. Dale's likely to be wondering where we are. First thing tomorrow morning, we help clean up. Then we go home. Lucy will be coming with us. Maybe a few others.
The group diverge and walk back to their temporary houses. Anthony one way, Robbie one way, Max and Lou another way. Robbie crosses path with a slightly dazed Dante.
Robbie, looking casually down the street and notices Dante. Dante, where have you been? The others were looking for you.
Dante slightly panicked. Oh, I was helping Lauren. One of the residents was shot.
Robbie slightly unconvinced. Oh, okay. We'll get some soup. We're heading back tomorrow.
I will, and thanks for letting me know. Night.
Sorry, it's okay. Good night.
They're very polite, aren't they? Good nights.
The two walk their separate ways.
End scene. Scene 7. New Haven Town Square. Early morning.
This episode really does drag on a bit, doesn't it?
It does. I feel like it's... Yeah, I can imagine. It's on like screen, there's enough amount of action and...
Yeah, I just don't feel like there's a proper, like, act structure to the episode. You know what I mean? It's not like three acts, it's like... I don't know. Anyway. The scene opens with shots of residents helping clean the streets, burning bodies, manning the gates and walls. The scene pans to Anthony and the rest of the Lansdowne survivors walking towards Lucy. Just the whole community just walking towards them. Lucy and Jerry in the gazebo in the town square, discussing future raids. Anthony leads the group, walking next to Lou, holding his AK-47. To Lou, you okay after last night?
Yeah, I'm okay. How's the cut on your mouth?
Dot says I'm going to have a scar, but I can get stitched out in a week.
Weird, huh? We take out the outpost for these, and find something good this place, and somehow that ends up worse than what we set out to do.
Anthony, Lucy and a group of her fighters took out the majority of the outpost. Oh, there we go. That was the answer.
Finally.
Who knows? Without her, maybe things might not have turned out as well as they did. Hell, they may not have turned out at all.
Lou, sarcastically. Jeez. Thank God for Lucy.
Laughs. Oh, sorry. We would have made it. I know that. But in a way, it was nice. Having more people out there and knowing they weren't our people made it easier. So he's just willing to sacrifice them. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. I get what you mean. As much as I hate to admit it, this place could be the start of a larger world for us. They'll help us get Frank back. They'll help us sort everything out, and then maybe we can have some peace. Dante joins them. To Lou. I wouldn't say that just yet. Might jinx us all. Laughs.
Anthony smiles at Dante. Never took you for much of an optimist, Dante. Guess I was right all along.
Dante smiles and laughs. Not anymore. You're right though, Lou. This place can change everything. Lansdowne is ours, but this... It opens up opportunities.
Lucy, approaching the group. I'm glad you think so, and I think I have something that may open them up even more. Follow me. begins to walk to the gazebo. When she enters, she stands by a large table with two maps, one locating where the hunter's compound is, another hand-drawn a map of the compound itself. Anthony looks in shock and immensely happy. Lucy, is this?
Dante, it's the compound, the hunter's home base.
Max, looking down at the map with his arms crossed, this changes everything.
And you know we're with you in this. You know that we're ready to back you up. What do you need from us now?
Anthony strokes his beard lightly as he thinks. We should take this back to Lansdowne. You and some of your best fighters need to come with us. Stay for a day or so. We can plan this out. Work out a way. Why would they take the best fighters if they're only going to plan? We can plan this out. Work out a way to get an advantage on them. If we do this right, we get our people back. Both of us. We have guns, fighters, but we'll need more. This is what we've been needing. Not more guns, not more armour, more people. We do this right, and we don't have to do it again.
Resident number 5, speaking up from behind the group, we're with you. New Haven is with you.
Anthony and the group turn around to see a group of 30 residents standing around, looking inspired and ready. Anthony, you in?
Lucy smiles. We are.
Anthony turns to the gathered group and smiles. Imagine Dragons release begins playing. The scene fades from a small montage of the Lansdowne group and various members of New Haven, including Lucy, walking down a long road with trees either side. The scene cuts between the group and shots of New Haven members killing, intercepting biters and talking and laughing with the Lansdowne group. Several shots of Lucy and Anthony laughing and smiling are shown. The final scene begins on an aerial shot of the group walking down a long road with three destroyed cars on it, before panning out to reveal a highly developed and restored Lansdowne. Oh, because obviously there's a period of time, so you see?
Yeah.
Restored Lansdowne, with large metal gates, walls, wooden windmills, custom buildings, smoke rising from chimneys, farms, and many residents walking. The gates of Lansdowne open as the group slowly walk inside. The screen fades to black.
I mean, that's a good ending.
It's a good ending.
It's definitely setting up the next episode.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Roll the credits, end scene. Post-credits scene, the Hunter's compound, prison cells, meanwhile. Frank, Rachel, Lydia, Jason, Leah, Danny and Isabella are being served their breakfast by some hunters.
Frank, Rachel and Jason are huddled together. Jason and Rachel are unconvinced that New Haven are still coming to look for them.
Jason, we've been here for months. They're not coming. No one is. Let's face it, Frank. An attitude like that isn't going to help you get through this.
Derek to the inmates. We'll see you at lunchtime.
Caleb locks the cell and turns to see Vincent and Trevor walking towards them. Vincent holding a sack. Morning, come for one of these.
Vincent, the girl.
Oh, God. Trevor looks at Frank. At Alberto's request, looks to Rachel and smiles sinisterly. Alberto has special plans for you. Frank to the hunters, angrily as they begin to forcefully pick up Rachel. No, take me. He pauses and tears up slightly. Please.
Rachel stands up and huffing. Why? Don't do this.
Frank, whispering. It's going to be okay. He'll come for you. You'll be okay. I promise.
Well, not exactly what Alberto wanted, but I guess he can get the girl after you're dead. I'm sure you can't wait.
Vincent and Trevor drag Frank away as Derek and Caleb relock the cell. The screen fades to black.
End scene. End episode.
What's going to happen to Frank?
Ugh.
What will Lucy in New Haven think of Lansdowne? What will plans happen? I guess you'd have to find out in episode 2.
Yeah. Wow. That wasn't as bad as I expected it.
No.
It also wasn't the episode I expected. So.
No, it wasn't. I thought that was going to be the big rescue. It wasted no time. It rushed into it.
Yeah. It was very fast-paced, which I think was a common
thing. It sets up a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which I think is good for a first episode, but then again, it's not a good jumping on point for an outside viewer if it was, you know, like, I wouldn't...
No, but then again, like, what show can you have that
yeah.
you can just start on season 5?
Exactly.
Like, there we go. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you're just as eager to hear the next episode as we are.
Oh, I'm actually excited. I'm going to read that later. Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah, but thank you all so much for watching. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and... check out all of our other videos and our other channels, and we will see you on the next one. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.